T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here we go. I'm Ellis Cannon. Welcome to Hour 2 of KDK Radio Midday, recognizing that Hour 1 was hosted by Donald Trump. What a press conference that was. I don't want to hijack my own show, for goodness sake, because I definitely will and want to talk a lot about the midterm results and how they fit with your expectations, who's happy, who's sad, things of that sort. But if there was anything that was must listen to, that was it. Kudos for these guys running it. That was a train wreck. I mean, really, as far as the president speaking and having his take on things and having his own view, whatever. That's he's entitled to that. He's the president. He calls the press conference. He's going to say what's on his mind. But to put this into some perspective, if there was a Division III non-revenue producing sport that gave somebody a credential and said, you can go to the press conference to ask questions, and that reporter with that press credential went to this Division III non-revenue producing sport press conference of a coach and did some of the things that I saw in the last hour, they would have their credentials revoked. There would not be any excuse given that would work, nor should there be. Ask the question. If you don't like what the president is saying, if you don't like how he is saying it, if you don't like his message or characterization of something, frame your question underscored, underlined, italicized appropriately. Do not accuse and call that a question. I mean, everyone's going to focus on whatever it was that Jim Acosta did, but there were others. And just as somebody who does this once in a while, who's had the privilege of being credentialed, who's looked at that as a true privilege, I thought there was some disgraceful performances that work entirely against the media, that totally feed the narrative of the president, which I think is a mischaracterization and dangerous one generally, but which was fed into more by the media than the president. I mean, that was okay. I don't think it's an invasion either, Jim. But I'm not going to stand up and tell the president he knows he's wrong when he says that. When I do my hit with CNN later, when I am a reporter for CNN, when I may host something for CNN, I may allow that. But my position there is to ask questions that people have that may be watching or listening to me / my network. It's not to challenge the president at the point of whether this word or that word is being used appropriately. And then to not give up the mic? Seriously. I can't think of any other word other than irresponsible, inappropriate, and a bunch of others. You know, the president rightfully gets accused of making his life more difficult by making unforced errors at times and otherwise saying and doing things that get in his own way in his own message. But that display by many members of the media right now did the same exact thing against the media. That was painful. That's not the way it's supposed to be done. That is not the way it's supposed to be done. The president, look, we know his background. We know he gets argumentative. We know he's feisty. We know all that. But there is a question about respect that comes with that credential. It may not be written on it, but it's the spirit of it. And you have to follow that. At least that's the way I look at it. Certainly the media's job is to challenge and, generally speaking, challenge, hold people accountable, hold people responsible. And they're not the enemy of anybody, let alone our country, by fulfilling that responsibility. Period. But what I just saw was not fulfilling that responsibility. That was hurting yourself and, by extension, the entire Corps. Is it unfair? Absolutely. Were there good questions? Right. Were there people who fit by asking questions, following up where appropriate, that were challenging? Yes. But not accusing. Now, you know where I have my issues with the president, with a variety of areas. You know where I meet halfway. You know I've had a problem with the media for some time, including whatever that was in 2016, during which we saw the blurring of editorial and journalism and ultimately opinion all wrapped in one in a flawed product. They are not the enemy of the people, but they sure as hell could do a better job. Now, that's it. I'm not going to hijack my own show, and I want to talk about the fact that the president, the Dems, however you want to put it, let's just get it out there. The Dems did well with the governor's races, 36 of them. They put a dent in the Republicans' lead. Number two, the Democrats did better, obviously, than average in the House of Representatives. No giant wave, above average, though. The Republicans did better in the Senate than average, and better the president did, considering his position in the midterms as a first term, than others have, and the best for many years. Let's get to your calls and thoughts. 866-391-1020. Let's get over right now to get some traffic. Yeah, when you prepare for something as big as those elections yesterday around the country that we've talked so much about for a couple of years, you don't expect the first opportunity you crack the mic to rail about the media and the press conference that just happened. But I'm sorry. That was right in my lap, and I had to shoot the puck. 866-391-1020. All right, everybody, let's get started here. I want to obviously talk about a variety of things regarding the midterms. The House going above average in terms of the projections for the Dems, the Senate expanding, which was not only not insignificant, I found it to be very significant. Lots of diversity, lots of history, lots of women, lots about the suburbs, important history regarding the president as well as his job approval and him doing better than you would expect him to do relative to the job approval to the extent it was about him. And as I've been telling you, it very much was. Interest by the voters in particular topics I want to get to as well, and pro-cons in terms of what some sources and studies are reflecting about their thoughts regarding the president, how it played a role in it. Those are some of the major things. Obviously, the Senate pardon me, obviously in Pennsylvania, the U.S. Senate seat, Bob Casey, and the governor's spot, Tom Wolf, they went exactly very much as projected. So not a lot to talk about there, quite candidly. Very, very good to hear Rose and Joe updating you on the results with women. In generally around the country, and certainly in Pennsylvania now, 5 going to Harrisburg, 4 going to D.C., otherwise lots of interest, appropriately so, in very good races here locally, most going the way we had predicted or otherwise had seen they would go. One last thing. Now, I get chided here on occasion for the amount of material that I keep from over time. It was quite the experience earlier to listen to the trash talk. But it is interesting when you go back over time and you look at what some of the articles that I had saved said. CNBC, don't expect Democratic wave. That was months ago. Politico had a concern reflected of the GOP regarding females, and that was true. We've seen key senators speak to that, and they know they need to address that going forward. Those stats from last night reflect that. A lot of talk about a Kavanaugh boost. That is another thing that was projected, discussed, written about, and it came to roost. Suburban voters being very important. A lot of the final results that people anticipated or those that write about these things came forward with the Democrats taking the House and the GOP holding, but perhaps not as many out there expecting the expansion that came about. You have to give the president credit. That was obviously his point of focus. They knew that they could not get to every House seat. They knew that there'd be a lot of battlegrounds. They knew that they were going to take some losses. And frankly, if you believe any reporting, they anticipated that they would lose the chamber. So, I think he picked where he knew that he had a better chance to win. And that's it. Let's get over to Bruce. I got to go fast today because I had the first hour removed by my co-host, President Trump. Bruce, what did you make of that press conference?
Okay, I thought it was laughable. From a guy that lambasted every Democrat he talked about, and then he turns around and says, oh, you guys want to know? Let's all sit here and sing Kumbaya, you know what I mean?
Well, there's no question that part of it, I mean, was, look, we know that there's a lot of BS being thrown around there. You know,
yeah.
I know Pelosi, I believe he could work with her and all that. Look, we know it's going to be a battle by the end of the week. All I'm telling you about, the biggest takeaway to me, there's nothing different about that, either with him or anybody else. So to me, that's not a huge takeaway, even if he misstates some facts and things of that sort. But I got to tell you, Bruce, I thought it was disgraceful what I saw at the media. Just a disgrace.
I don't. I think they were too light on him. I would have called him out and called him a liar right to his face. He lied when he said he's under audit. He's not under audit. That's been proven. He's not under audit. Quit.
But see, here's how it works, Bruce. I understand what you want in terms of what you're saying here. I understand that if you anchored this show, you could and would say that. I understand if you were on CNN and so forth, you could and would say that. If, you know, in consultation with management, you were given the green light. Or you weren't prevented from it. But there's a time and there's a place. What you do is you get somebody on the record. You get the process works like this. Get somebody on the record. If they obfuscate, if they don't tell the truth, if they tell the truth, whatever, you get them on the record, and then in another place, you work it around there. You don't run for office when you're standing there in front of the president and you are a member of the media. I thought that you could definitely challenge, you could definitely ask hard questions, and they were there to be asked, and they were in some cases, but they were also abused, and there were a lot to cross the line. That's just what I think. Appreciate your point of view. I've got Jerry. I've got Nancy. I'll get to everybody at 866-391. All right, folks, I got to clean up a little bit of business, so I'll be with you, including, I must say, Nancy and Swickley wants to talk about the election. Obviously, a lot to talk about there, so make sure you get lined up during the break at 866-391-1020. I am going to lead with Jerry in Homestead. The kids call him the Prince of Darkness, and he's one of the most awaited guests that we have on the show. He wants to talk about the CNN reporter. All right, and you can also text us. Once again, you can text KDK Radio at 866-391-1020. That text line brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And also, very quickly, join KDK Radio and UPMC for a virtual Veterans Career Fair. That's Thursday. That's coming up November 8th. It's a chance for vets and companies to connect, ask questions, explore employment openings, and details, obviously, at kdkradio.com/veterans. Let's get over to Rose Ryan Douglas. Some of the takeaways from yesterday. A lot of it obviously has to do with what your expectations were and whether or not they were satisfied or whether or not they weren't. It's always like that. There are a lot of people probably thinking, man, that was a lot of talk, a lot of money, a lot of advertising. And not only am I glad that it's over, but thinking to yourself that it didn't really change anything all that much. Well, it actually did. It changed things fairly dramatically. We seem to like split government, like Leader McConnell said earlier today, and we have since World War II, and now we have it again. And I'm not so sure it's going to be as bad as a lot of people think. I just think it might play more into the hands of the president than a lot of folks think. And that's just a gut. We'll see if it's true. In the meantime, I certainly am welcoming calls on any aspect of the midterm, state, local, national, of course, 866-391-1020. I did watch a press conference, which is just wrapped up about 10 or 15 minutes ago. Now, Nancy Pelosi's having hers, so it's broadcast on the cables. But I was very disappointed, if not somewhat angered, by what I saw today with the media's handling of the press conference. I know the president likes to battle and knock heads. I know he's created a lot of this atmosphere. But, man, I'm telling you what, you got to be a pro. You have to be a pro. And I saw some real amateurism out there today with the media. All right, as I said earlier, some call him the Prince of Darkness. I call him one of the most important guests on radio. Jerry in Homestead, what were your thoughts on the press conference, and welcome to the show?
I'm going to touch on three things very fast. Number one, it was shameful what that man did to Trump from CNN. And CNN should be investigated in what their motives are. Number two, I'm glad that women are taking over the House of Representatives. They want spending more than men do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, Trump has an ace up his sleeve, or a Trump card up his sleeve that he can play at any time. It is called working with big business. They can declare a depression at any time that they want to and stop immigration and stop all this nonsensical spending and create a world depression. That's all I want to say.
Well, Jerry, you know, I just want to point out something, and I think it's been obvious to the viewers, for listeners, for a long period of time. Sure, we have some differences, and you call me out on occasion when I don't know what V in my name means, you know, the Ellis Cannon part, but that's okay. I get it. But no, what does it mean?
V comes from Russia. V is a Russian, it's used in Russia. The W's are used in the Germans use W's, and the Russian side uses V's.
But you know what I'm saying? I guess I'm thinking to myself, you know what you and I remind me of? A little bit of Sonny and Cher. That hit me this morning because I knew that you were going to call. Sure, we have little differences, but we make beautiful music on KDK. Did you notice that?
Well, I'm part of everything. I'm a Lithuanian. I'm Russian. I'm German. I'm Scandinavian.
Oh, you're a Renaissance man.
I'm everything. I love the people, but the thing I'm a part of it.
You know, I know you are, and so am I. But I tell you one thing: I like the best about you is part of your Renaissance. I love when you play cello. You're a man of refined arts and wines, and we need you. So make sure you continue to make this your radio home.
I'm a watchdog. That's what I'm at. A little watchdog and a little bit of a message. You take care, Alan.
Hey, you too. Did I plan that? Yeah, a little bit. I can't lie. I get more people talking about Jerry when I go out. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right, let's go to Nancy Swickley. Nancy, was that midterm beautiful or not?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. There were winners and losers.
How about that?
But I just want to say, I live in Westmoreland County, and unfortunately, I lost Connor Lamb as my congressman because of the redistricting. And I have a question for you. Why was Guy Resenstahl allowed to run in a district that he does not live in? Is there a law that allows congressmen, because he would have had a run against Mike Doyle had he ran in where his residency is?
Well,
do you know that answer?
No, I tell you what. Yes and no. Hold on.
Okay.
Just give me a second here. Oh, here it is. Yeah, you're talking about District 14. And he wins there. And there has been that question before, and I have read it, and I'm not going to mislead you. I can't remember the answer. So I will research it, and I will find it, because I know that it's out there. But the reason, that's one thing. Number two, at least I know that that's an issue, for instance, with the PA Senate. There was a lot of talk as it related to Lindsey Williams and Schaefer. And we went last night in that with some detail with Mike Devaney on the TV side for 2 hours in our midterm coverage. And, you know, there is a 1 year, I believe, at least with the Harrisburg, you're in the district, which she satisfied. But I think there's 4 years in the state, and that may not be satisfied. As a matter of fact, it's relatively objective. We'll see whether or not that becomes a stink or not. In the meantime, I will research that. And Amelia's here. Amelia, remind me of that, if you don't mind, about the residency. Also, speaking of Amelia, when you call 866-391-1020, hello to her, okay? She's been putting together this presidential press conference with PJ and just doing a lot today. One of the things that she's done is put my reads together, live spots, the promos that you hear me say. But this time it came with a little bit of a twist. So she has this little drawing of what appears to be a cheerleader, you know, stick, arms, and legs, and a little, like, cheerleader dress, and it says KDK on it. And she highlighted it, you know, with hair and everything. Have a great show, Ellis. And then at the bottom it says, in a thought bubble, turn the page, you're almost done with promos. And it looks as if that same stick figure is running. And then at the end, there's the larger version of the cheerleader that says, great show, E. I thought that was pretty important to pass along. Sean in Tarentum, I'm Ellis Cantor. Welcome to KDK Radio. You want to talk about Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah, I was just checking her out. She was talking about it. She said something that aggravated me.
Really?
I mean, well, let me say, I'm glad in many ways the Democrats took the House, because I think it should always be one side owns one or the other. That way everybody has a voice in it, not just one side.
Okay, so, well, you got your wish. And it really went along with one of the projections we talked about yesterday. That was CBS. He said 225 to 210. And I'll give you what their basis was for that later. But the bottom line is it's looking to be at least that, or 230 to 205. So you've got what you wanted.
What she said about was, you know, they won based on health care. And then she said something that infuriated me, because nobody really, I don't think, understands how we got the Affordable Care Act. And that was Justice Roberts rewrote the law from the bench of the Supreme Court and turned it into a tax law. The justices anywhere cannot write law. What made me mad was when she was saying the checks and balances of the three equal branch of government. Where were the three equal branches saying, whoa, judge, you can't rewrite the law?
Well, there, you know, look, when he came down in favor of it, and he did the tax thing was on the table. He took it and ran with it. And there are a lot of people who thought that's exactly what it was. He just took the covers off of it. Having said that, I understand your concern. It needs fixed. It's needed fixed. It was built to need fixed. It had a life expectancy. It doesn't need totally blown up. I'm Ellis Cannon. All right, everybody, welcome back to KDK Radio Midday. Ellis Cannon. Do want to remind you that
still
you
have this disabled vehicle on the.
See, I could talk a ventriloquist. You don't see that very often in radio these days. All right, just a reminder, you do not want to miss the NRG Santa Spectacular. That's Friday, November 16th at Point State Park. Point State Park, not the university. Pittsburgh's family holiday tradition kicks off with Winter Wonderland at 5 o'clock. You do not want to miss special performance by Gabby Barrett and a holiday train display from the McKeesport Model Railroad Club, presented by S.W. Randall Toys and Gifts and Fireworks. NRG, Santa Spectacular, details at kdkradio.com. Which is where you want to go for a variety of things, including a whole host of information, the written word, verbal, audio. And video. I mentioned yesterday was an historic day. There's no question about that looking at the results. And you know, I suspect there'll be people out there that won't quite as embrace it as much as others. But I think that speaking of the Democrats getting the House of Representatives and to the extent that they did, which I've had at least one caller say they think is very good because they want to be able to see one branch or one chamber opposite than the other. They think that's a more productive way. Others will say it's going to lead to gridlock. I do not, by the way, do not believe we're going to be seeing impeachment proceedings unless Mueller turns it on its head. I don't see that happening. I think there'll be increased investigations. I think there'll be, you know, enhancements in terms of ethics. There'll be hearings. There'll be subpoenas. There'll be those types of tools. A lot of that, I think, is more a dynamic in flux. I know that Marty earlier had a piece of information reflected folks wanted on the Democratic side to see an impeachment. I don't see that as something that it is a good thing unless absolutely is called for, and at this point it's not. I hope that the Democrats, for their own sake and for the country's sake, are smart enough to understand that. But I think when you do the House, it's very, very important as a people's chamber. And that's what it is. The people's chamber to be as reflective and emblematic of the country as it can be. Everybody's got to earn it, of course. But I like to see that particular chamber, if not politics in general, look like the country. I mean, it's not just a white male country. And as we have diversity rising up through the ranks in the political world, we've seen, you know, this on the Democratic side in particular, but just listening last night, so one senator say, look, we have to do better with women, meaning the Republicans. That was forecast for some period of time. There was no sleeper in that. That was going to happen, and it ended up being very much the case. We have many, many more women now than before. And believe me, women, to give you an example, I believe the number was 84, 85. That was a previous record going to the House. It's now nearly 100. We have the House getting its first two Muslim women. Massachusetts elected its first black congresswoman. Tennessee got its first female senator. We saw a lot of changes in the Pennsylvania delegation going to Washington and obviously in Harrisburg as well. I think that's a good thing. We are with some of the parts and all that type of thing. And as long as it's policy that is reflective of a particular district or region or whatever it might be that does the voting base, I don't need it to look one way in any of these places in order to be valid. And I, in fact, look at it the opposite. So we'll see how that all works out. But you don't expect to see your first Somali-American congresswoman every day. But that's now taking place in Minnesota in the House 5th. And that doesn't surprise me at all. Minnesota, with its background historically and having visited there several times, there is a relatively significant amount of Somalis, folks of Somali background in Minnesota. And frankly, I've seen some of the most radical reflections of that in Minneapolis at a disturbing level. I mean, like testing the rights and the freedoms of the First Amendment level type of stuff, which is irrelevant to this woman. But again, there's a lot of Somalis with an influence up there. And we have our first openly gay man winning a gubernatorial election that in Colorado. So history and fact was projected and history and fact was made. Let's go over to get some traffic. All right, if you're just joining us, we have 1 hour to go. We actually have a truncated show today because the first hour we aired the president's press conference, which turned into a debacle. And maybe not for the reasons you would expect me to say. I thought the media, and certainly Jim Acosta, they crossed the line big, big, big time. Maybe I just don't listen or watch enough. Maybe I just try to get it different ways. But we're going to welcome your calls and thoughts on that. And as we go through this next hour, I'll tell you at 2:35, we have a very special guest coming on. It's not about politics. It's not about what we've been talking about. It's about something much, much more important. And it only lasts today. And we have a guest that's going to come on and explain what it is and why it is. And I really, really hope you're here for it. It'll be very helpful. So we'll do that at 35. We're going to come back right after Rose. If you saw or heard the press conference, and if you too thought that Jim Acosta was or should have been escorted out by security or a fight was going to break out, or for that matter, if you would like to discuss any aspect of the midterms.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.